I must say that it's been a pleasure to work with him. When you have to administer something, you often have to chase people for this, that, and the other. And I must say, if there's anyone I don't have to chase, it's Rabbi Schnau. He's right on the ball. He's right back. He responds. It's a pleasure. It makes my task a real pleasure. So I thank you for that as well. But we're really very honored to have you, to have the Young Israel, to host it, to be able to have everyone else participate in it. And without saying any further, I'll turn it over to Rabbi Schnau. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Kaufman. The last time I spoke at a Siyum for Nedarim was 25 years ago in Warsaw, and it was my grandfather's yahrzeit. And this was an opportunity that brought me back to a long time ago, but a very special moment. I had gone to Europe to see the concentration camps, and to now be able to join with you with a group of individuals who are constantly, covering so much ground and learning so much Torah. It's humbling, as humbling as it was back then, but something which I'm very eager to be a part of. So thank you. I guess we'll start like this. Everyone gets a mazel tov and a yasher koyach for finishing Nedarim, and it reminds me of a passage that's found in the collected memoirs of students of Rav Nosson Bachfel, the mashgiach of Lakewood. After Yom Kippur, when students would ask him, how come people can't maintain the same level that they do during the course of the day, what happens after Yom Kippur? And he says the reason is because they don't fully believe in how much they really achieved and accomplished over the 24 hours of that day. If they truly believed in it, they would keep it going much longer. And I think at the conclusion of a Masechta, especially in Nedarim, it's important to highlight how much was really achieved, not just in terms of 90 blot, but Nedarim specifically has a unique characteristic to it. And that is the Mesillas Yesharim writes that when Chazal tell us that Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that every person is geared with a desire to do against the will of Hashem, the Yetzer Hara, but he's also given an opportunity to counteract that with Torah learning. What that means is the study of Torah itself has a koach, has a power for that one who learns it can internalize, which will give them strength against the nisyonos, against the challenges that they face. And specifically, this is brought in the name of the Chazon Ish. I think the Chafetz Chaim makes this point as well. If a person has an area of halacha of their Yiddishkeit that they want to improve on, if they learn the halachos, if they learn the sugyas behind it, by the very nature of Torah, it will influence their power to master that area of Torah as well. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his introduction to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he said, "I know you're going to open up this book and you're going to see an overwhelming set of halachos that anyone would close the book after a chapter or two, just realizing how difficult it is." And he says, "Don't worry, just the study itself will reinforce, will have an impact on your behavior in a way that can only be achieved through the learning. And as a result, the Torah itself has an effect." So when we study Maseches Nedarim, spending 3 months on 90 blot of the Masechta, it means that as we close the Masechta, although Nazir definitely parallels it in some ways, Nedarim means that I'm plugged into Parshas Matos. I'm plugged into Parshas Matos in a way that no one else can through the study of that Chelik of Torah. And what we find at the very beginning of Parshas Matos is the set of halachos that govern Nedarim, and in particular, the way the Torah highlights the power of speech, the ability to create isurim, to create mitzvos just by one's verbalization, one's enunciation is mind-blowing. The Bali Musar spend a lot of time picking apart the halachos of Nedarim to appreciate that if one contemplates that notion, one comes away with a new understanding of how, as we're told, hachayim v'hamavis biyad halashon, life and death, the ability to build, the ability to destroy, it all comes from this koach that is highlighted by the parsha of Nedarim. In particular, it's brought down by the Shla and others right at the beginning of Parshas Matos. The prohibition, as we see so many times in the Masechta, that governs the fulfillment of Neder is lo yachal dvar, do not violate your word, do not profane your words. What are the words that come afterwards? Kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh, whatever comes out of your mouth, yaseh, you should do, you should fulfill whatever it is that you commit to. And the Shla understands this as a special skula, lo yachal dvar, one who is careful not to profane his words, keeps to what he commits to Kechol HaYosef Yipiv Ya'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, in turn, fulfill that mandate himself. Kol HaYotzim Yipiv, whatever a person says, whatever tfilos, whatever bakashos, whatever he requests of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem is the guarantor. Because if you are faithful to your word, Hashem says, I will be faithful to your word as well. Mida k'neged mida. Not unlike what Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes in his Sefer Orchas Yosher, in the name of a Sefer Hasidim, someone who is careful about the mida of emes, if they're truthful, whatever words come out of their mouth, they are very, very, very careful to honor those words and to be emistic about those words. Hashem says, well, when you make tfilos, I'm going to ensure that those requests are honored in the same way. If you make sure that everything comes out of your mouth is honored, then I will do the same and I will enhance your kol hatzvilos. So that means that everyone here completing the sefta, come to the 8 o'clock minute at the Marv at the Young Israel, Hashem will answer your tfilos. You're coming off of 90 days of reinforcing the koach hadibor that is literally, you know, we say in Karbonos every morning, Moser Adam and Behema Ayin. There's really no difference between man and the animal kingdom. We're all these beasts, these creatures, but it's not really true. There is a difference. As the Targum tells us, the Unkles and Parshas Bereishis, Hashem Vayipach Ba'abav Nishmas Chayim, and man became a living being, the definition of that living being that results from the unique creation of man. The Unkles says, Ruach Memalala, the ability to speak. The ability to speak is what is characteristic of the neshama that's given to man apart from every other part of creation. And I would add to that, it's not just what makes humans unique in terms of their physical abilities to communicate like that, but it also is where we find one major, major manifestation of the Tzelem Elokim. Hashem created us in the image of God. God has the ability, as we see in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Asara Mamarim. It was specifically through speech that Hashem created the world. Creation, like we said, to build, Kilu Bonabama, to create and to destroy, is all through the Dibors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Asara Mamarim, starting with Vayhi Or. Hashem went through the entire Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. It was the speech, and we parallel that with the Tzelem Elokim. Hashem says, you are given that same Koach. And with that, I think we open the door to understand something very, very fundamental about the Masechta. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen Lublin writes that every Agadita that appears in every Masechta is very deliberately there. It's not just there on a tangent, whatever we happen to be talking about. It's specifically in that Masechta. And there's two Agaditas, famous Agaditas in this Masechta, which I believe are not there by accident. One is on Daf Lamed Beis. Imlo brisi yomam v'layla chukushmayim v'aretz lo samti. Chazal tell us that the Torah is so great. Rabbi Lezer said, "Gedola Torah shamali Torah l'meskayim shmayim v'aretz." If not for Liman HaTorah, the whole universe would cease to exist. Rabbi Chaim V'Lashner said, "That's why the world is round, so that at all times during the day, when it's morning here, it's nighttime there, there's always going to be someone learning." And in his yeshiva, V'Lashner, he made sure that there were mishmaros constantly learning that kept the Torah study continuing, so that the world would continue to exist simply based on the Talmud Torah that took place in Volozhin itself. People would sleep, others would be awake, they would take turns, and there was always learning Torah, because if not, the whole world would cease to exist. The Asara Mamaros, the creation of the world that is sustained with Bechol Yom Tamir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant recreation of the world, is sustained, is supported by Torah. Our words of Torah parallel Hashem's words of creation. And therefore, it's no surprise when, if we turn to Daf Pei Aleph, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal say, Mia Isha Chacham Yavan Azos, people had no idea why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it, they asked the Malach HaSharas, the Ed Chacham, the Nevi'im, no one could give the answer. Al Ozvam Es Torosi, Hashem himself answered, it was the fact that they left my Torah. And left my Torah, Chazal understand to mean, they didn't make a bracha on Torah before they began to learn it. The Ron says, what do you mean? They didn't make a bracha? Why would they differentiate? He says they didn't have a chashivas for the learning. They didn't have a chashivas for the learning. Why did they spend so much time learning if they didn't have a chashivas for it? So perhaps we can suggest, based on what we said, they did not have an understanding. They did not internalize the realization that their words of Torah were holding the world up, as we saw earlier in the Masechta on Daf Lamed Beis, that their speech, their dibur, was parallel to the diburim, the mamoros, that Hashem used himself to create the world. Man parallels God, Tzelem Elokim, the Koach HaDibor, to create, to build, to build Torah, because Torah is to create Yisurim, to create mitzvos, Bayachal, Lo Yachal Devaro. That Koach comes from Torah. When we enunciate the words of Torah, we're actually imitating Hashem, and not only imitating Hashem, we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to us. As the Tana Debei Elio says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a Chacham is Yoshev alone, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits down next to him, and whatever comes out of man's mouth, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it, and is one is a partner in that learning as well. And I would conclude with a story that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he would teach the very first Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia, he would say, Shnayim she'ochsim betal, two people find on the street an article of clothing, Zeh omer kula shli, Zeh omer kula shli. They're each vying for it. Each one says it's mine. The other one, how does the Mishnah paskin? Yachloku. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wouldn't read the Mishnah like that. He would say as follows. He would say, Zeh omer kula shli, Zeh omer kula shli, v'akadosh baruch hu omer yachloku. So that we never lose sight of the fact that when we're studying Torah, Hashem's words, the literally the divine is coming down and joining the discussion and communicating with us to perhaps to emphasize how critical our words are Torah of Torah are. They parallel Hashem's words of Torah, Hashem's words of creation, to the point that if we stopped speaking the words of Torah, all of creation would fall apart. To reinforce the idea as we conclude the Masechta, the Koach Hadibur can build, can destroy, it can accomplish in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Diburim can accomplish. And every one of the Mesaimim should not only feel good about the Torah accomplishment, but also the effects of that Torah accomplishment, specifically on the subject of Nedarim, that has given all of you a unique power to use your language, to use your words in a way that no one else can compete with if they didn't finish the Masechta. May you go mechayel achayel to continue to be maschil svarim achayrim ulasaimam, and at each juncture of the siyum, culling from and internalizing the unique koach that each and every masechta offers to those who learn it. Mazel tov, yashar koach, and it's my privilege to ask Mr. Howie Schatz to continue with the siyum of Maseches Nedarim.
Okay, so on that.